This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Good afternoon. Really great to have you joining us for today's noon business hour. I'm Cisco Cotto. Rob Hart is off today. Bears big win over Green Bay. There's renewed excitement about the team, and it's really boosting the economy across the area. We'll get to that in our next segment. First, though, Christmas, just days away. Last-minute shoppers are flooding stores, hoping retailers still have gifts and deals and enough on the shelves in order to get those holiday lists finished. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home. We're joined by Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Bob, it's really great to have you with us. So let's talk about stuff on the shelves. As more and more people are out there is a worry, are they going to have what I want?
Well, you're going to want whatever we have. Let's be honest. It's a few days before Christmas. I mean, you know, that's the way it goes, Cisco. Are you going to have as much choice as you did at the beginning of December? Of course not. But and deals not as big this year. We got some big tariffs people are dealing with. But what we're seeing is this influx of shopping. You know, Union Square in San Francisco, their foot traffic was up 16% in November over what it was just 18 months ago. A lot of reports of malls and shopping areas are flooded with people searching, and only 53% reported their gifts were done beginning of December. So, you know,
have we been seeing? I mean, they're still out there. I mean, I have a mall on my way home, and it's just packed every single day, which I guess puts to rest. Yeah, we like online, but there's something about actually going to the store too.
80% are still done in a brick and mortar store, Cisco, and that's the reality. It has been for several years now. So what's exciting about it is, look, we all crave a human connection. That's why shopping areas are so important. That's why people love being able to say, I found this at a store. And, you know, the other part is that this shopper now, you know, I used to love working in the malls back in the, well, in a while ago, because Christmas Eve is when the guys came out. And they didn't care. It was like, how you have this? Great. My wife, she's like that size. And it would be like five sizes off or any number of things. But they just want to be the hero. So the smart retailers are realizing that there's a shift. And it can be some of the greatest times because you can joke around with guys. And they're willing to open their wallets. They want to be the hero with their kid. They want to be the hero with their wife or husband or whatever it's going to be. And I think it gets more jolly. People like to think it's more stressed. But when they finally decide to go out there and do it, they want to go big.
Are there deals to be had, or does that rush of shoppers mean maybe the retailers don't have to mark things down as much?
Well, that's a great point. I think, are you going to get as good a deal as you might have gotten on Black Friday? I don't know, but, you know, it's all relative, my friends. I mean, the quote-unquote deals have been out there since August, and they didn't really move. It doesn't seem like we are being moved by a deal economy right now. It seems like people are living in tumultuous times, and they can forget it by the purchase they're doing. I think we're going to see that for holidays. The question becomes, will the person who gets that gift want to hold on to it or turn it back in for a gift card or something else? So retailers aren't done. Even when it gets to Christmas time, we got to hold on to that money all the way through the end of the year and encourage you to come back. So, of course, there'll be deals after the holidays. And some people are now, you know, saying that frugality is to go shopping with your family on the 26th, which is a different event altogether.
Yeah, that's maybe when you get those real deals. Thank you so much. That's Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor. You can find Bob online, retaildoctor.com. Ahead in moments, a statement win over Green Bay. The Bears certainly are surging on the field, and that means fans are even more enthusiastic. We're seeing that in the local economy.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
After a huge win over Green Bay, the Bears certainly are surging on the field, and that means fans are even more excited off the field, an economic boost to the city. Let's talk about it with Mark Gannis, president, co-founder of Sports Corp Limited here in Chicago. Mark, I mean, there's no doubt, I don't think a year ago any of us expected the Bears to be where they are right now.
I don't think anyone was expecting it 3 months ago, Cisco. This is an amazing turnaround, not just in the wins and losses, not just that they will be in the playoffs, but it's the way this team is winning. That's what is that takes it to a whole nother level. There were a lot of people thinking about leaving the game early. It was not a well-played game for a while. The Bears were losing. It was low scoring. And wow, the last 30 minutes, people are going to, there were 65,000 people in the stadium, roughly. By the time we're done, it'll probably be about 265,000 people will have said that they were there, because that was a memorable event. People are going to remember it and talk about it for a very long time.
So we're seeing an economic boost. What sectors are we really seeing it in? Who benefits from all this?
Bars and restaurants first, because people, when a team is playing well, especially the Bears, people want to gather. And they want to have that excitement together. So the bars and restaurants where people are gathering first to watch the games, they're also gathering to celebrate the games after the games are over. And then during the week in between, they're also getting together to talk about it. So bars and restaurants are number one. Then what we're seeing is merchandise, especially going into the Christmas season. A lot of people are going to open up gifts that are going to be Bears merchandise later this week. The sales have skyrocketed for Bears merchandise, especially Caleb Williams merchandise. So people are going to see a lot of that under the tree. Then what we're going to see is looks like home playoff games. You're going to see a lot of tourists coming in. You're going to see hotel money being spent, restaurant money over an entire weekend. When the networks start coming in, you're going to see that all of their people have to spend a lot of money also, and sponsors. The Bears will get sponsors for all of these events also, and that generates a lot more money, a lot more buzz, a lot more excitement as well.
I'm wondering about grocery stores, because this is a great time for people to get together on a Sunday or even a Saturday night like this past weekend and hang out together while watching the team.
Absolutely. Grocery stores, Uber Eats, DoorDash, food delivery galore as people get together. Beer, soft drinks, you name it, because people want to celebrate. And they don't just stay there for the time of the game. They stay there before and they stay after. Now, the Bears game this last week was an evening game, so that means people had dinner at home. But then when the games are going to be on Sunday, they're going to watch both games of the doubleheader and may then also stay and watch the evening games as well. It winds up being social and people get together socially in a very positive way. And when that happens, they're spending money. First, they feel good. Second, they want to be together with other people. And third, there's a lot of gifting, a lot of food, a lot of drink, a lot of merriment. And that leads to a lot of economic impact, a lot of money being spent.
I have to ask you, elephant in the room, is there the same economic impact if someday this team is playing across the border in Northwest Indiana?
It would have a temporary dulling to some people, especially those in the northern suburbs and maybe some in Chicago, but that would only be temporary. Let's recognize that the areas in northwest Indiana are, about the same distance from downtown Chicago as Arlington Heights is. Of course, the Bears would rather do Arlington Heights, but there has to be a deal there, and there is no deal there, at least not right now. Let's see what happens in Springfield if they decide to do the work that's necessary to see if a deal makes sense. But certainly, I don't think there would be much dulling at all. It's Hammond, Gary, they're just suburbs of Chicago also. They're just on the south side rather than the north side.
Yeah, Bears fans are Bears fans. That's true. Thanks so much. Mark Gannis, president and co-founder, Sports Corp Limited here in Chicago. Silver and gold hitting all-time highs. Economic uncertainty is in the wind. We'll bring that to you next.
Silver and gold. Silver and gold.
That, of course, is the Christmas classic Silver and Gold here on the Noon Business Hour. Fittingly, precious metals are in hot demand, having a monster year. They're hovering at all-time highs. Let's welcome Mark Hulbert to the show, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com. Mark, these prices are pretty amazing. It's just all-time high after all-time high when it comes to silver and gold.
It really is, and it's hard to figure out exactly what it is reflecting. I mean, the traditional explanation for gold and silver going up is that it is hedging against future inflation, but a lot of other indicators are suggesting that inflation is not out of control. That would be what would otherwise justify a high price for gold and silver. So it makes one worry that perhaps it's inflated by just investor sentiment, which makes it rather vulnerable for a quick decline.
Is some of it just what's in the news all the time? You have wars and rumors of wars and a lot of uncertainty geopolitically.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's hard to gainsay how much uncertainty there is in the world, but we have to remember that there's always uncertainty, and there are measures of global economic uncertainty. And though we have a lot of uncertainty right now, but according to these objective measures, there's one that comes out of a number of academic institutions called the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index, and it's not at an all-time high. So we can't really turn to that as a justification either for why gold and silver are so high. I really do think we're going to have to trace it back to just investor exuberance. A lot of investors chase whatever has done well over the prior year, and a lot of people are noticing that gold's outperformed almost every other asset class this year, and so why not put more money in?
Now, it does make me wonder, though, is that advisable? I mean, do you normally invest in things when they're setting records, or do you wait a little while? I guess it depends.
It really does depend. I'm known as a contrarian, so I actually do not think it's a good idea to put more money after it's gone up. Usually, after something is inflated as much as it's done this year, it ends up having a more mediocre return or worse. And so I'd say, unless you have some underlying fundamental reason for why you think gold will keep going up, otherwise, I think it's quite vulnerable for having a bad year in 2026.
So talk to your average investor on the street. They're often always told stocks and bonds. What's a good reason for them to consider precious metals?
Well, I think the major one, and historically it has been the case, is that it's correlated with long-term inflation, not inflation on a month-to-month basis, but over long periods of time, it tends to go up and down with inflation. So if you had a belief that inflation was going to go to the moon or higher, and you could justify buying more gold even at an all-time high. But I mean, one of the measures of expected inflation they look at, it's out of the Cleveland Federal Reserve Bank. It looks at a number of very, very sophisticated tools, combines them all into one model, and they say inflation over the next decade is going to average just 2.3%, which is a little bit lower even than what we're seeing right now in the last 12 months. Now, it could be that all these experts that the Cleveland Fed is relying on and all these very sophisticated models that they also look at, they're all going to be wrong. So, it's not unprecedented for experts to be wrong, of course, but nonetheless, you're going to have to claim that all of them are wrong and you're right if you're buying inflation because of buying gold because of an expected inflation going through the roof.
Thanks so much for the insight. As always, Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com. Still ahead, talking about aging and money during the holidays. It can actually be one of the greatest gifts parents can give their adult children.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Cisco Cotto in for Rob Hart on the Noon Business Hour. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. A man and a woman have been charged after they attempted to break into a Joliet home early this morning. Ukrainian and Russian officials say peace talks in the U.S. over the weekend were constructive, but there's still more work to do. Wall Street is climbing as tech extends its rebound. And business experts say the best present a parent can give their child is a strong financial plan. On the markets right now, we're seeing some green, the Dow up 259 points, the NASDAQ up 123, and the S&P up 42 points. Some sunshine in Chicagoland, but also lingering clouds as we have a high of 42 degrees, and that's already right where we are. 42 at O'Hare, also 42 degrees downtown at 1231. Two people have been charged in connection with home invasions in Joliet. 31-year-old Tyrone Jackson was charged with home invasion, criminal trespassing, drug possession, among other charges. 35-year-old Bianca Summer was also charged with criminal trespassing and disorderly conduct. Some of Jackson's charges stem from an incident back on December 7th. Jackson had allegedly been a guest on Bluff Street when he allegedly struck a resident multiple times after becoming drunk. After he was kicked out of the home, he tried to force his way back in. Early this morning, Jackson tried to enter the home a second time along with Summer, and that's when the cops say they were taken into custody. The U.S. is hosting more talks with officials from Russia and Ukraine and the United States for a possible pathway to peace among the warring nations. CBS's Rami Innocencio.
Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner were there. They met with the Ukrainian delegation in Miami, West Palm Beach. Witkoff said that the talks were productive, constructive. Ukraine's top negotiator, Rustem Umerov, said similarly, and that they focused on the 20-point peace plan, down from 28, and on security guarantees, which have been reported over the past week or so, which are multilateral, he said. Russia's top negotiator, Kirill Dmitriev, was in Miami for talks. He also said that things were constructive, but again, nothing beyond that. We are looking ahead now to the start of next year for another potential summit.
Suggestions that a three-way meeting between the U.S. and Russia and Ukraine could be on the cards were brushed off by Moscow. It's 1232.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
We're seeing some green on Wall Street. The Dow up 260 points. NASDAQ up 123 and the S&P is up 42 points. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management, Fox News business contributor based in Orlando. His website, GaryK.com. Gary, what do you make of what you're seeing on Wall Street today?
Well, there's two things I always say, and that is if the semiconductors are strong and financials are strong, the market will be in good stead. And the semiconductors have come back pretty good over the last few days and needed to. And I can tell you the new high list is laden with small banks all the way up to the big banks, as well as other financials like Charles Schwab and things like that. So I think we're in good stead. We have seasonality, and we also have a central bank that's going to go crazy easy monetary policy next year. And usually the markets like that until inflation really picks up because of it, but that's down the road.
Yeah, how does an investor navigate that? Because as you say, it sounds really good for a while, but in the end, not always.
Well, look, I believe inflation that we saw in 2-3 years ago came from J. Powell printing to $9 trillion and taking rates down to zero. So I'm hoping we don't get that again. But all I can tell you, I deal with the here and now, and the market's just plain old strong. The big indices haven't done much in the last couple of months, but they're really poised to break out again if we have a couple of a good week or two going forward as we enter earnings season at the end of January. So far, so good. And one other thing that's happening now that's pretty good, I think the tax loss selling time is over. So some of the worst stocks in the market have put a floor underneath them, and they're even rallying. So when the worst are rallying, usually the market will be okay.
Yeah, so for the casual investor, is that even more reason to think about those broader-based index funds, the fact that it seems like a lot of things are poised to grow?
Yeah, broad-based is getting better. I can tell you for months, I could not say anything about buying hotels or cruise lines or airlines, but they're now strong. I couldn't even mention transports, but something like a trucker like J.B. Hunton is a new yearly high. So broad-based is pretty good right now. That's usually the best of markets, and that's why I think we're in a pretty good stead right now. Of course, you never know what gremlin is at the door, but again, as we head into the end of the year, so far, so good.
And so you're seeing fundamentals as justifying this sort of broad-based rise, nothing irrational at all about this?
I think the easy money begs into fundamentals. I think the biggest problem the market has is under all measurements, valuations are in the trees. So if we do get hit, it's because we're going to get some normalization of valuations. But I can tell you right now, the market couldn't care less.
Always looking for that Santa Claus rally. You think we're going to get that, or is that kind of what maybe has already started here?
I think it started Thursday. I got to tell you, Wednesday was a really bad day, and I'm thinking, we're not going to get a Santa Claus rally. And then when Thursday, we gapped to the upside, and so 3 days in a row are pretty darn good. And again, broad base, you have 2-1 positive advanced declines today, and that's what you want to see.
Given what's expected at the Fed, do you think particular sectors are poised for growth in the new year, or do you think that broad-based growth will continue?
I think broad-based. You know, everybody has this thing, if the Fed goes easy or easier, that's going to help housing and things like that. But I'm not so sure why, because they may lower the short-term rates, but because of possible inflation going forward, the long-term rates go up, and that's your mortgages. And if mortgage rates go up, that puts a crimp into the housing market. So I'm not so sure that. Again, right now, it's much more broad-based out there. I could not say that 6 months ago. So enjoy while it's going, and let's hope it continues for a while.
Thanks so much, Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management. You can find him online at GaryK.com. Just ahead, giving the gift of clarity to your adult children this holiday season.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
For many older parents, the most meaningful holiday gift they can give their adult kids is not something that's wrapped. It is clarity about wishes, values, and expectations for the inevitable. We welcome back to the program Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of Engage Wealth Group here in Chicago. Ed, I mean, let's just own the fact that this is important, but it's a little awkward at the holidays, isn't it, to talk about the inevitable?
It is, Cisco. And so great to be back with you. And so the types of conversations we have over the holiday tables and when folks are around, and the tone of that is really important. So there's certain do's and don'ts we want to do, but having these conversations is so critical. And the holidays just bring about a good opportunity when everyone is together to have these important conversations.
So how does this go? You're at, maybe the holiday table Christmas Day, and you go, all right, well, Mom and Dad, we know you're going to die someday. I mean, how do you get this started?
Yeah, I wouldn't generally lead with that and let's toast. And so, as you had said, it's inevitable. I mean, we all take our last breath. And so, you know, as a certified financial planner, it's important to look at your overall estate and estate planning. And so, again, you don't have to share intimate details of finances or things like that, but convey your wishes, convey the fact that you have these documents in order and where those potentially are, and making sure that those who you've put in certain roles, whether it's an executor for your will or trusteeship, they have an idea and they know where these things are. But more importantly, the conversations about future health care, like what's going to happen and what the parents really want. Again, keep the conversations really light. Don't get too dragged down into it, and just have an idea and a conversation. And it goes a long way in terms of really codifying what's important in terms of the family dynamic.
Yeah, I'm glad you said the where, because there are plenty of opportunities for family members to have a difficult situation and go, you know, Mom and Dad told us there was a will, but we have no idea where they put it.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. And getting our clients organized is one of the most important things we do. And I can tell you, for our clients' kids, they're so thankful because we have everything. We outline where everything is. So we like to call it, in case of emergency, break glass folder, right? It's a red folder that you have somewhere that has instructions of where to turn next. And our clients lean on us heavily. So get organized. It's one of the best gifts you can give your family and your loved ones who you've put into these roles, is to get organized, let them know where the documents are, and make things easy in, again, the inevitable of taking your last breath or in case of incapacitation.
Yeah, you talk about the importance of wishes and values. I mean, does that even get to, hey, this pot of money over here, that's reserved for this, or this pot of money over here, that goes to this person? I mean, you kind of want to be at least somewhat specific.
Yeah, Cisco, and this is a great point. So talking about it is one thing, but those words end, again, when you become incapacitated or take your last breath, and that's the key importance behind these estate planning documents, whether it's a last will and testament or a trust. These documents will speak for you. So you just can't make promises, verbal promises, and get those things executed. That's where getting a really good estate planning attorney, get yourself organized, and working with a certified financial planner can go a long way, because once these things are organized, Cisco, it's going to actually allow you not to have to worry about these things. But again, what a great gift for the holidays.
So we've talked about a lot of things that we should do. Is there anything we should avoid doing when we have this talk with adult children?
Yeah, I think the number one thing, Cisco, is don't use money as a hook, right? Don't laud this over your children. Hey, you're going to get an inheritance, or you're not, if you're not nice to me. Please, any of your listening audiences, don't do that to your kids, right? Make sure it's there. And then the other biggest thing, Cisco, is don't wait for a crisis. These are things that need to be done ahead of time. And again, it can go a long way of having all those around you care for you and make sure they're paying attention to you, not scrambling around, like you had mentioned, trying to figure out where documents are, or different accounts are, or things like that. So those are two critical don'ts for the holidays.
So when it comes to the adults, right, talking to the adult kids, Mom and Dad talking to the kids, that's what we've been discussing. Is there a way or an opportunity or maybe a reason for those kids to bring this up, or does that even get more awkward?
Yeah, don't lead with the fact that, hey, when you two die, how much money are we getting? Don't lead with that conversation.
What kind of a home do you want to be in when you die?
Yeah, let's keep this nice. I mean, just asking, hey, you know what? As we tell clients, blame us, right? So blame us. Hey, I just saw my certified financial planner. We've got some documents in order and some things in place. Do you have that as well? And just listen. Don't judge. It's not critical. The goal is if their documents are not in place, to really trying to figure out a way of navigating that, because again, those are the critical elements: powers of attorney for property, powers of attorney for healthcare in a simple living or last will and testament, three critical documents. But again, don't lead with the inheritance confidence, lead this from a caring and organizational perspective, again, to get clarity in their financial life.
Great advice. Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of Engage Wealth Group here in Chicago. This time tomorrow, Travel Tuesday still to come. A pair of investment ideas, our Monday stock picker.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It is Stock Picker Monday on the Noon Business Hour. Joining us with a pair of investment ideas, Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, found online at horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, always good to have you with us. What's your first pick?
Well, the first pick is Micron Technology. The symbol is MU. The stock trades for about $273 a share. What I like about Micron is that it's a direct way to play kind of the AI data center market, but it's a direct way to play that in a stock that's still offering tremendous value. Now, Micron came out with their earnings a few days ago that were out of the blocks great. I mean, they had a guide that was basically about twice what Wall Street was expecting for the next quarter. And so their earnings leverage is tremendous right now. They're in the memory and storage chip area, and there's a big demand for that, limited supply, strong pricing power, and thus, you know, they're looking at maybe making $32 a share in 2026, and you put that on a $273 stock, and that means it's trading only at about 9 times its 2026 earnings estimates, which is very cheap, in my opinion, for a company that has a product that has become less commoditized and more of a custom product for data centers. So that's Micron Technology, MU, $273 a share.
All right, Micron, first pick. What's your second pick?
Second pick is TE Connectivity, symbol is TEL, trades for $234 a share. And again, I'm keeping in that theme. If you want to trade the AI-related stocks, data center stocks, where is there still pretty good value? And I think TE Connectivity does that. The company makes connectivity and sensor solutions in a variety of industries, including the data center. Stock's trading at about 22 times its 2026 earnings estimates, which is not a bad multiple, a reasonable multiple in that space for a company growing at a pretty good clip. So those are two stocks that, again, for people kind of searching for value in AI and data center related plays, I think those two stocks have it. That's Micron Technology, MU, and TE Connectivity, TEL, and in disclosure, our company and our clients own both of these stocks.
Chuck, we have another minute or so, so I have to ask you, as we always do, what's the Dow theory telling us these days?
Well, the Dow theory is in a bit better shape. It's not quite giving an all-clear sign, but it's very close. And the one that has been hanging up but also been performing better are the Dow Jones Transportation Average, which had been lagging, but that has really put on some nice points here in the last month or so, when you're only about 130, 140 points away from the transports going to an all-time high and giving kind of an all clear. So the Dow theory is a bit more optimistic than it's been for indeed several months.
Let me ask you, 2026, obviously just around the corner, big changes at the Fed ahead. What are you thinking heading into the new year?
Well, heading into the new year, it's tough to deny the fact that there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. You look at inflation, interest rates, corporate profits, those three major engines are all tilting to the bullish side of things. You've got what I think is still a reasonable market. There may be some pockets of overvaluation, but I think when you look at the broad market, its valuation does not scare me. You've got the Dow theory that's improving. And finally, you've got some fundamentals, such as I think better tax refunds next year are going to help consumer spending. So I think there's reasons to be optimistic going into 2026.
Thanks so much, Chuck Carlson, our Monday stock picker, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, online at horizoninvestment.com. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, the replay podcast will be available shortly, WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.